5 minutes before the end, so I know how to wrap it up.
Awesome. Okay.
Okay, hi, I'm Maria, compulsive overeater and food addict. I had this recovery. I've been in recovery the last 8 months, and in that time period, both my husband and I are retired, so we've been doing a lot of traveling, trying to do the furthest as we're the youngest. So I've been to Asia and Australia and many other places. And I will say this, prior to the 8 months in that I've been in recovery, I was a chronic relapser, and the cruises would really do me in the sense that I would have the best intentions before I went on the cruise, and I was traveling with my brother and his wife and my husband and I, and I don't know whether it was just that I wanted to feel a part of or what, but I would start out with the best intentions, but invariably pick up. And then once I picked up, I was off to the races. There was no stopping me. And that was very scary because, I would usually gain within the course of the cruise, depending on how long it was, 5 to 10 pounds in just, a short t time period. It took a long time for me to convince myself that I am powerless over food and my life is unmanageable. And so it was difficult. You'd think that I mean, really, I'd have the best intentions, and then I'd pick up that glass of milk and put a little whiskey in it. Not literally. I don't drink, and that's not my thing. My thing is food. Anyway, but so cruising, and now cruising is a part of my life. When I finally got under in recovery, I was scared to death to go on a cruise because I said that was my demise. That was, that's where I was done under, no matter what. How am I going to do this? And I felt it was very challenging. I'm not going to change my, I didn't change my life. All these cruises were paid for, right? They were already planned. And so I had to develop a way that I could go on the cruise and be abstinent and prove to myself that it's possible. And I will tell you that in the last 8 months, I've gone on two cruises, one to Mexico, Florida and Mexico, and that was for about 12 days, and then one to Asia, which was 18 days. And I was abstinent on both cruises. And I just, it's a God's gift, but not just God's gift, because I had to do all the preparation. And Eileen and Marianne so beautifully walked you through the preparation. So I don't want it to be repetitious, but I want to tell you that I'm someone that really struggled, and I didn't think that I could do it. And I'm so grateful today to be abstinent, and that's why I felt compelled to talk today, because I feel like, hey, I want to say it's a miracle, and I know that that we don't give ourselves abstinence, that God gives us the abstinence, but I had to do the work. And someone asked, because I will get into the food, but someone asked about, well, what other things do you do that, help you to be abstinent? Let's to put the food aside. Well, it's true, with the internet, everything is possible, right? And when I go on these cruises, I pay extra to get Starlink because I want to have that communication. I want to be able to talk to my sponsor through WhatsApp. I want to be able to get on the meetings through Wi-Fi. In addition to that, I really incorporated prayer. Like I asked God to help me with everything because I was so afraid that I would pick up. The other thing is that I talk to my sponsor every day, no matter what. I never missed a day. And we arranged it with the time, and she was flexible, but she knew that I was desperate. And so, and it's true when you're in Asia and the other side of the world, it's like, so her 8 o'clock was my, in the day was my 8 o'clock at night. So that was really helpful. I haven't done a European thing yet, but that is coming up in October for me, so it's definitely going to be challenging. The other thing is that a preparation is everything. It really is everything. For me, a preparation, it was so critical that I planned. And just like Eileen and Marianne so beautifully said, you got to take your program with you, and you can do it. It's not impossible. Speaking from a chronic relapser, I just didn't think I could do it, and I did it. But I did it with planning and keeping my program alive in my heart. I didn't even we didn't even get into nobody got into this, but when you're on a cruise and you're traveling, I was traveling with my husband and my sister-in-law and my brother, and my sister-in-law is challenging, and so is my husband, and so. There were many times when I wanted to but as I always say to people, it's a big boat. You know what I mean? So if, you're really stressed, you can walk away. You don't, there's things you can do to and also to bring God into it and talk to my sponsor and to be able to have the love in my heart and forgiveness and be able to, let go of some of my character defects. And replace them with kindness and stop being self-centered. So that is the part of the program that people don't talk about, but those are the things that I would eat over. So those were really critical things for me to focus on. And without my higher power, I don't think that I could have done it. The other thing I wanted to say was, and I've also spent a week at the Jersey Shore, and that also, even if it's domestic, people asked about domestic issues. And I will say this, it's so much easier to travel domestically than it is internationally. And Marianne is absolutely right. You cannot carry anything that's not packaged. And I took this on the plane with me, and I don't know whether you can see it or not, but this is the, let me just see if I can get it. The package that it's the
You
it
might
you
want
can.
to unblur your background,
Yeah, how do I do
and
that?
then bottom left video,
Bottom left video, yep.
click on the arrow
Yep.
and unblur.
Okay, so this is the package. They come in this with chicken and salmon, and these were my lifesavers, not only when traveling, but on the cruise and everything else. And if we would go on a trip where, let's say, I was not sure what the food was going to be, particularly in Vietnam, and there were a couple of them, I knew that I had that package with me that I could have something if I couldn't get, because many times I would say, well, do you know what kind of food they're going to be serving? And they said, no, it's very traditional Vietnamese food, or so they would have the pho, which is that soup with the beef and or the chicken and the broth. That you could have. I just didn't have any of the noodles. So those were challenging things, but as long as I had something that I could take with me, and these packages of food really helped me. Same thing with rice cakes. The other thing that I did, okay, so the my nemesis was sugar. Okay, that's my go-to. That's the thing that, would always bring me down. So no matter what, I would never, ever have dessert. And I would be sitting at dinner, and everybody would order dessert, and I would most of the time, get up and walk around. Go to another, go to the restroom. I'd get myself away from it. I'd order a cup of tea. I don't use any artificial sweeteners. And then at night, they always have a buffet at night. And at night, I would take a plastic cup that they would have, and I would put pineapple, sliced pineapple, or they usually had cantaloupe or melon. Very rarely on these cruises do they have berries, which would be the ideal thing, but I think they're more money and they're more perishable. So, you'd have to stick with citrus, apples, and melons. And I too brought, I brought my scale. I brought my measuring cups. As a matter of fact, there was one part was very challenging with yogurt, which was that they didn't have the non-fat yo I usually get non-fat Greek yogurt, and obviously plain, no sugar. And invariably, the yogurt would be sugar. And I'd have to say, do you think that I could get some non-sugar? I can't have any sweetener. It has to be plain. They'd go in the back and they'd bring it back. And at one point, I didn't have a container, so I took a plastic bag and I helped myself to put it in the plastic bag. And then when I got into my room for the MA, which is mine I have at night, I would put it in a measuring cup. You do what you have to do to make sure. And that's how I reasoned it. Everybody was having dessert. That was something that was my big nemesis. And I would say, okay. And I know in 4 hours I can have my metabolic adjustment, which would be a piece of fruit or some fruit. I would have the yogurt that I would take from the morning and put it in the refrigerator. And then I would either have I make these bran cakes, which is just bran, oat bran and water. And I put them in the microwave, and it becomes like it looks like a tortilla, but it's not. It's thin, and it's like a cracker substance. And usually now, not on the cruise. We didn't have a microwave on the cruise, but definitely had a refrigerator, and I would make the cakes ahead of time, and I would be able to take them on the cruise. Sometimes they stopped me, sometimes they wouldn't, depending with these brand things that wasn't an issue. It was really where they were really against it was with fruit and meats and cheeses and things like that. What else? So planning was really kind of critical. I packed my scale, I packed my rice cakes. I tried to be as prepared as possible. I hardly ever ate anything on the plane. I try to buy it before I got on the plane so that I'd have it and I wouldn't be subject to the food on the plane. And then if we were out at a restaurant, and I still do this today, let's say there's like something that they have over pasta. So I tell them, okay, so if it's like seafood, like shellfish or whatever, in a tomato sauce, I say, could you put it over spinach? And they do it. And they charge you extra, but they do it. And then this way, I can have something that tastes good, no pasta, and I get my vegetables. What else? So I mean, planning is really key. Everybody's kind of covered it. So the one thing I'd say is my rules before I left for the cruise and before I do any traveling, absolutely, positively, I don't have any bread. No croissants, no, and I had a breakfast, which was two eggs, either poached or hard boiled, made with no fat, and half a cup of oatmeal, which I weighed. I had it, my scale with me, and a fruit, which I weighed as well. And that was it. I never varied. So they would have all these other elaborate things, but for me, that was like too tempting. I just couldn't even like making an omelet. Like people say, well, you could have an omelet. I go, no, because it would be too crazy for me. So I'd have either the poached eggs or the hard-boiled eggs, and that would be enough to sustain me. And that does was boring, but look, I had to have it gave me a sense of peace to just have what I committed so that I didn't have to think about it. I was so afraid to go on these trips, and I know that that's what my husband loves to do. So what does that mean that now I'm in program and I don't go on a trip? No, that's
I've been in.
insane. Okay. So that's kind of what I did. And my lunch, same thing. I had a lean protein, and you can always get salad. And for dinner, I would also have lean protein. I will say this. It's been my experience that when I ordered any kind of fish on the cruises, and especially because I didn't want anything on them, they always overcooked them. So it wasn't really that great, you know? And then I'd say, well, the salmon, raw, practically raw, just because they would always overcook them. So I really didn't stick to too much fish while I was on the cruise. I stuck to things that were grilled, like a pork chop or a steak, or I don't know, something like that, where it wouldn't have sauces and it would be grilled and it would be okay. Same thing with a hamburger. I never had hot dogs because they're really bad for you, but in any case, I guess you could have that. And what else? I can only say this, that I love traveling, and I really am. I'm always la weary about, wary about going on the trip, but I know that if I prepare and I take all these things with me, I can do it. The other thing I want to comment. Lynn had asked about the wedding. This is something totally different. My daughter got married, and we had an elaborate a cocktail reception, and many of the people couldn't eat the meal that was served because the cocktail reception was so great. And it was fancy. I mean, this was top of the line. And I said to her, look, people can't eat it. Is it possible to package it up? They packaged it up. No questions asked. You know, if it's a buffet and everything's on a buffet, then it looks really, maybe not as, maybe it's you're more uncomfortable to say, oh, could I package the food up? The whole idea of a buffet is that you eat it while you're there. But if somebody's paid for the meal and you're too sick, or you have to go early, or you the one restaurant we went to, the kids were screaming and crying, we packed everything up and we left. What were you going to do? So I think it would be okay, Lynn. I know I'm responding to your question about the wedding. I think it's okay as long as it's not a buffet to say it's too much food and I need to package it up, or I'm not feeling good. Could you package it up? It's fine. Anyway, I guess that's it. I don't know. I'm done. Thanks.
Thank you so much.